Blog Talk Radio.
If we are followers of God, then we have to be just that. Followers of God. Instead of focusing on trying to appear good in the eyes of man, we need to focus on just being good in the eyes of God. You have the power.
CBB. Tasha Cobb. Break Every Chain. An addiction diagnosed by the scribes of their physicians, a bunch of ill nations. Penicillin dependent, holistic meds make slaves out of servants and dentures. No rhyme or reason, just born into this natural treason. We're mentally shackled by their institutional teachings. I break every chain. I slay all names less than equivalent to his pain. Blood, sweat, tears, deposit unconditional love and fill my cup like rain. Now drink from it. I speak from it. Footsteps down the hall, can you hear him coming? A dead man walking. Risen from the ashes, chained silent like closed coffins. Freedom dream chases, demonic soul thirst after spirit tonic. No milk carton promise.
No.
The truth found in the backwash of your conscience. Down to the last drop, tipped glasses. Life's lessons when you skip classes. Repeat it over like a broke watch. It's right twice even when it's read backwards. My word's factual. I walked past you. At the root of the tower, at the very last hour, may I stand tall. Ain't walk the mile with me, but till your feet dog tired. Word travels fast, my crown, they won't shackle. My walls up, his love's faculty. I lost one in this battle. Power up in the life after. To use it now, I ask. I ask.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
God bless everyone, and welcome to UGM Radio. I am your host, Bishop, and today I wanted to talk about faith, work, and eternal life. So the title of this subject, if you choose to write it down, take notes, is Faith Plus Work Equals Eternal Life. Now, we've all heard the saying in James that faith without work is dead. Author of the book Halftime, Bob Buford, says that faith without work dies. Now, it is clear from both of these statements that you cannot have one without the other. If you have faith, but don't work in that faith, your faith suffers. Like a garden, you have a garden and you don't work that garden, it suffers. Vice versa, if you have work without faith, your work suffers, and you're like the person who is neither hot or cold. Let's take the example of the garden. Let's say you have the garden, but you don't believe in what you're doing. You won't have a prize garden. You won't even have a good garden. So what is faith? The Bible defines faith in Hebrews 11, verse 1, as the substance or assurance of things we hope for but have not yet received or seen. It is our evidence of that which we can't see, and generally comes before a prayer that is answered. A good example would be the two blind men that went before Jesus asking to be healed in Matthew 9:27 through 30. As the story goes, Jesus asks the men if they believe, and they reply, yes. Jesus touches their eyes and says, because of their faith, they are healed. And their eyes open. In simple terms, faith is the convincing of the natural mind that certain statements are true. Faith is the result of teaching, as is explained in Romans 10, 14 through 17. Now, there are different types of faith, from temporary faith, which occurs when a man's mind is first awakened by the Spirit through an exhibition of truth, to saving faith, which has eternal life inseparably connected with it. But how many times have you been going through a hard time dealing with a struggle, and someone has tried to comfort you by telling you to just have faith? Keep the faith and it'll all work out. How many times have you heard that? Well, real faith is more than just believing in God alone. Real faith includes work, acting on that faith in one's life by serving God and keeping and applying His word. You can have faith like a mustard seed, but without work, that mountain won't move. The religious world would have you to believe that faith is enough, but James wrote that you believe there is one God, and you do well by that. But even the demons believe and tremble. Foolish man, faith without works is dead. Now, on the other hand, some would want you to believe that you can earn or work your way into salvation. Paul knew this to be wrong when he wrote that no one could earn salvation, and that faith itself is a gift of God in Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10. So what does all of this mean for you and I? Well, it means that we have to believe. We have to have faith that God is the one true living God, and that He will do what He said He will do. We have to believe that through our faith we are empowered to move the mountains in our lives. If we believe in God, our steps should reflect that belief. If He has already provided everything we need, then what is keeping us from fulfilling our purpose? Now, many hardships we go through are merely due to a lack of faith plus work. Some would say, oh, just pray and leave it to God. But God is not coming back for a lazy people. God is not looking for a lazy people. God is not lifting up a lazy people. God is coming back for a working people. Prayer is vital, critical in your spiritual journey. Prayer helps you to focus, meditate on the matter at hand. Prayer is your communication, your talk with God. If you don't have a talk with Him on a regular basis, His voice will not be familiar to you when He reaches out to you. But prayer is not the beginning and end of faith. We are God's perfect creation. He's given us legs to walk, a mouth to speak, eyes to see, and so much more. He's given us the power to heal the sick. He's given us dominion over the animals on the land and the sky and the oceans. If you truly have faith in His perfection, you would know you have the power to overcome the struggles in your life. Some of you right now, at the sound of my voice, are reflecting on your own personal struggles, wondering how you're going to make it through. Bills are piling up and the price of everything is going up while your paycheck is getting smaller and smaller. Some of you right now are wondering how you're going to eat tomorrow or even today. Some of you may be thinking about a family member that you're concerned about, whether they're out of the country, in jail, or out on the street somewhere. When that storm passes over, be empowered. If you believe in God and His word, you believe Philippians 3, you can do all things through He that strengthens you. You can break the chain of defeat. You can break the chains of addiction. You can break the chains of poverty. You can break the chains of generational curses. You can break the chains of homosexuality. Whatever you are going through, you can break that chain and overcome because of the faith in He that strengthens you. What is required of you? Work. Work diligently. Work faithfully, knowing what God has in store for you, no one can take. So how many of you believe in God? By a show of hands,
how many of you really, really, truly believe in him, his power, and place your lives in his hands? If you truly trust in him, say, I believe. Say it again. Say it again. One more time. Believe in him. Believe in the power he has placed in you. Believe that you can do all things through him. I believe. Do you believe? Do you believe? All my trust is in you, God. Say it with me. All my trust is in you, God. One more time. All my trust is in you, God. Now that you believe, you have half of the job done. Now it's time for work. It is a new year and we can't keep going around the same mountain as last year. It is time for a change. It is time for a revolutionary way of thinking. It is time to get up on our feet, walk out that door, and work. It is past time to be just hearers of the word. It is time to be doers of the word. It is time for action. If your brother or sister is suffering, you need to be that example of God's love to them. If your neighbor is struggling, you need to stand with them. If we are followers of God, then we have to be just that, followers of God. Instead of focusing on trying to appear good in the eyes of man, we need to focus on just being good in the eyes of God. You have the power. You have the power. You have the power. If God is in you, you have the power. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Tell me, is it far away?